Welcome to our Thursday edition of the Community Corner on KKWC on this 8th of June. I'm Pat Powers, glad to be with you this morning. Well, coming up this Sunday, June the 11th, the Webster City Rotary Club has a very unique event and a chance for your team to win $500. Talking about a scavenger hunt and adventure race, talking with Tammy Halick, who is one of the Rotarians here in Webster City, joins me this Thursday morning. And Tammy, very good morning to you.
Good morning, Pat. How are you doing?
Not too bad this morning. So we have a scavenger hunt adventure race. Now, that sounds like a lot of fun.
It is a lot of fun. We wanted to create an event that would bring people together, something unique that people could get out and enjoy the community, something different. It's a fundraiser for local community projects, and we're just hoping to have an afternoon of fun, maybe learn some new things about the community, learn a little bit about Rotary, and bring people together.
Now, is this the first time the Rotarians have done something like this, Tammy?
Yeah, Rotary, our club here in Webster City, is really known for our turkey dinner, but we do a lot of community projects. We've fundraised to bring handicap accessible swings. We've helped with the East Twin Parks projects. So we've done a lot of things, but this is the first time that we've hosted a scavenger hunt adventure race, and we're always looking for new ways to involve people, bring people together, and share a little bit about Rotary.
Are there other communities that have something like this, other Rotary clubs around the country that do something like this, Tammy?
Yeah, I think that there have been some other clubs that have done things like this. If you're not familiar with scavenger hunt adventure races, what it is teams will compete in a series of 10 challenges. Those challenges may be brain teasers, minute to win it type games, puzzles, or just silly tasks. The idea is that you gather a team of up to 10 people. It's open to all ages. We will only be able to accommodate 10 total teams, but we just want people to, come together and get their team, have a lot of fun, and compete for a chance to win a cash prize of $500.
And that $500 would certainly come in handy, and that would be split by the 10 members, I presume, and put it to good use.
Yeah, and this challenge is made possible by some sponsors who also happen to be affiliated with Rotary. We have Boone River Financial, Abens Realty, Peterson Construction, K&H, Seneca Foundry, Wolf Eye Clinic, and Platinum Connect. And so we just appreciate their willingness to help make this a great event. And it's June 11th. It starts at 2 p.m. People do need to sign up in advance. And there's a couple different ways that they can do that. They can sign up at Abens Realty, the Webster City Rotary Club Facebook page. They can also go to bit.ly/rotaryadventurerace, or get a hold of me, Tammy Halick, and I'd be happy to assist with them. But we are asking people to sign up in advance, just so we can make sure and accommodate everybody.
All right, I'm sure there's more information, too, there, Tammy, on the Rotary Club's Facebook page, too. But is the time right? Okay, 2 o'clock check-in, then the race starts at 2:30 that afternoon.
Yep, 2:30. The teams will get their first clue at 2:30, which will take them to their first challenge. We are encouraging teams to have a theme, just have fun with the event. We're just looking forward to families, youth groups, reunions to get together. So whatever team you want to get together, we just hope people have a really great time in this kind of unique event that will raise money for local community projects.
And this will go on rain or shine coming up on Sunday.
Well, that's a good question, Pat.
Oh, okay.
We are able to accommodate going inside some of the sites. I don't want to give too many details.
Sure.
But right now the plan is that it will happen rain or shine. And, so hopefully we'll hope for good weather.
Hopefully some good weather coming up on Sunday for the first ever scavenger hunt adventure race sponsored by the Webster City Rotarians. This group meets every Monday, by the way, and that's at the Briggswood's Conference Center in Webster City. It's a very active group, over 100 years there, Tammy, and I can't think of the number offhand, member-wise, unless you know it in front of you, how many members there are for Rotary men and women involved with this program.
Yeah, sure. So we have two clubs. We have a club that meets once a month, and that club, you know, has about 15 members, and then we have a noon club, but all together we have about 50 members, and we meet on Mondays for the noon club at the conference center, like you mentioned, and our goal is just to participate in community projects, but also worldwide projects that help throughout the world.
All right. So, and of course, there'll be a date announced soon for the turkey dinner. There'll be sometime in October for the turkey.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Pat. That's a. They already have had the date, and
oh, okay.
I want to say it's. Yeah, it's. I think it's October 15th. I think, and
October
that will be
15th.
At Briggswood. Yeah, I think if that's a Sunday.
Right.
I don't have it. I'm not prepared for
well,
that.
Well, you're right. It is October 15th because it is on a Sunday, because October 1st falls on that Sunday, too.
And it was
October 15th. That's the tentative date for the big turkey dinner. So this is kind of a different format, as you just had just a drive-through. People used to dine inside the high school cafeteria, but it's all drive-through here.
Yeah, since COVID, we've kind of made that change, and maybe we'll bring back dining in at some point, but as of right now, the committee is still, looking at doing the drive-through, which seems to be a good thing for people to take meals out to the farm, or, eat with their church group or that sort of thing. So, it's a successful event, does a lot of really good things in the community, and we're just thankful that the community continues to support the Webster City Rotary Club, because we love doing it.
Absolutely. So again, get your team organized for the big scavenger hunt adventure race coming up this Sunday. Check in at 2, and then the race will begin at 2:30 at the Brewer Creek Shelter. More information, please go to the Facebook page for Rotary Club here in Webster City, or contact Tammy Halick at 515-571-785, and your team could win $500, which certainly would be handy for this very special event coming up Sunday for the Rotary Club of Webster City. Tammy Halick, my guest this morning. Tammy, thanks very much. Have yourself a great day.
Thanks, Pat. You too.